But everybody else eat the same thing. I mean, you go out there, you know, out there under a tree. When school let out, we're out around the trees. There's a lot of, well, we're right in the woods, like right out there. And you just went out there and sat down under a tree, and everybody sat down there, and everybody eating the same thing. Everybody had beans and like we eat. That's the way you did. That was just, people was happy though. People was poor. I mean, as far as money matters is concerned, but they was happy. In fact, they was actually richer than people is now, because they were satisfied with what they had. I can't never remember my daddy ever complaining about nothing. I don't think he ever did. He never did complain about times being hard, nothing like that. You know, nowadays you hear people say, "Oh, time's hard," and our time was hard. Now he said back in '95, this is little town out there, Paola, was building up, and it was a lot of orange groves going in. Just that's when oranges first was coming to Florida, 1895, and they had the big freeze back in then. It had the biggest freeze that ever been known in the state. And it killed out everything. It just killed them groves down to the ground. And my daddy told me that he worked 50 cents a day cutting these here old dead trees down and piled the brush and burning these orange brush. And 50 cents a day was good money, he said. And that was back in the '90s, that was what they called the big freeze.
Did y'all eat oranges?
Not too much. It's like it is right now. We got all these here orange trees around the house here. I doubt if I eat a half a dozen a year. We didn't eat oranges. Now, along about when Santa Claus would come every year. We always had a good Christmas as far as people went. We had a nice Christmas as far back as I can remember, and I can remember a long ways back there. But we always hung up our stocking, you know, and if we didn't have a stocking that didn't have a hole in it, and most of the time we had a hole in the stocking, you couldn't put nothing in it because it'd fall out the bottom. But if we had a We didn't have a stocking to have a hole in it. We'd get a pasteboard box or a paper sack or something or another, and then just hang that up there. And we always got some nuts and candy, which we didn't get very often. Now you take kids now, all them grandkids of ours. They come out here and see that box of candy right there. Now they'll all eat that candy, you know. Every time they come, they can get them a candy. It's hangs around, it stays around here for that. We didn't see candy. Maybe I wouldn't see candy, one piece of candy in 6 months. But whenever Christmas come, we always got a little handful of candy and some nuts and an apple. We'd tickle to death and get an apple. Everybody, I eat peeling and all. Just wouldn't throw none of that apple away. I eat it. Plum old core. Well, that's something we didn't get very much, y'all.
But did you ever have any kind of like dried apple?
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
Once
in a great while, when we can go to town, when you go to town, you bought your groceries for a month. Because it was all day. When you left, you leave early in the morning, or my daddy would, and sometime he'd let one of us go with him. He'd get in that wagon, go to town, and he'd leave early in the morning, and that afternoon, yeah, it's about dark, he'd be pulling back in with the old horse and wagon, and he'd be gone all day, see, and when he'd come in, he'd have